Less than two seasons into her mountain biking career, Callie Copping has reeled in some notable sponsors. Copping is one of a select few racing prototype downhill bikes for Kamloops-based company We Are One, WR1. Meanwhile, Ride NF out of Vancouver is designing her custom race kits and has even produced DP4 biking pants named CK in her honor. Not too shabby for a 15-year-old girl who entered the sport relatively late. Racing a prototype downhill bike with We Are One has been an incredible opportunity, said Copping. The partnership came through a shared vision for pushing the boundaries of performance in mountain biking. Working closely with the team at WR1, I've had the opportunity to help provide feedback and contribute to the development of cutting-edge bike technology. I feel this opportunity will help springboard my career in the race scene. She continues, having NF make my race kits and release special edition riding pants named after me is awesome too. It shows their support for me as a rider and their belief in my potential, which really helps build confidence in myself. They ensure I have high-quality gear that is designed locally and specifically for the demands of downhill racing. Opportunity for growth. Copping faced some adversity last month at Kronkworks Rotorua. An early downhill crash banged up her bike's headset and brake levers, which led to several subsequent wipeouts. Nonetheless, the teenager labored to a last-place finish as the only Canadian in the U17 girls' field. Worry not, as Copping rebounded with a pair of silver medals. She was less than 2 seconds away from Air DH victory and gave dual slalom winner Ursula Summers a run for her money. Competing at Kronkworks as someone new to biking is incredible, the part-time Whistlewright said. Kronkworks attracts top riders from around the world and racing on such a stage exposes one to so much which helps you gain valuable experiences. Being a part of Kronkworks has offered so many opportunities for learning and growth, and has also given me the opportunity to build so many great new relationships. Furthermore, Copping became acquainted with Rotorua terrain the hard way. Though she's no stranger to moist and messy conditions in British Columbia, she found herself fighting to stay on course in New Zealand. I thought I was prepared, all I do is ride in the rain in Vancouver, but this was next level, admitted Copping. Very slippery and hard to keep tires down. The mud just cakes itself onto everything. There is always room for improvement, but I am happy with what I achieved. I managed to bounce back from the initial crashes on the downhill course. For the other races, I focused on staying positive and learning from that experience. Setbacks are part of racing and I used that as motivation to push ever harder. A mild winter has worked to Copping's advantage, enabling her to ride nearly around the clock. Whistler-based pro and former French national downhill champ Johan Borelli mentors her on a regular basis. Kronkworks Cairns is scheduled for May 22 to 26 and Copping has already thrown her name into the hat. Beyond that, she plans on returning to New Zealand for a month of training before shifting her focus to the BC Cup, Dunbar Series closer to home. Fans will likely also see her participate in Kronkworks Whistler this July. Callie has made huge improvements from last season and continues to get faster daily, remarked Copping's mom, Ashley. She is going into her second year of racing when many others her age have been racing for many years. We are so proud of how far Callie has come so quickly and are excited to see what she achieves in the 2024 race season.